Diamonds, man. How'd you know that one? Did you learn that one before? Oh, sorry. Oh, that's right. All right, very good, very good. Okay, this one I actually said while I was preaching yesterday. How many Earths, so think about the planet Earth, how many of them can fit inside of the sun? How many can fit inside of the sun? Ooh. And a Nike shirt?
250.
Not 250, a little bit bigger than that. Yes. I'm gonna give you one, but who can give me a better answer than that? I was super close. Yes. Pretty much a million. Pretty much a million Earths. All right, here we go. How much? So think about our solar system. Solar system consists of all our planets and the Earth and the Sun. Out of the solar system, how much does the Sun take up? How big is the Sun compared to our solar system? How much of it does it take up? The sun? Sun's the biggest thing in our solar system. Six. So it's got to be somewhere. How much percent? So somewhere between 1 and 100. You know it? No? 20? Bigger than that? Bigger than that? Bigger than that? Even more? No? Even more than that? What is it? 100? Nope. There's got to be some room a little bit. Did I call on you yet?
90?
No. A million. So it's got to be somewhere between 1 and 100.
10? Like
We're getting even closer. Bigger than that, though. One next to you. 98? Even closer. 99%. Isn't that crazy? 99%. All right, last one. You guys ready? I asked you guys this one yesterday, so hopefully you guys remember. The Earth is a planet. What is the Sun? Ooh, it's tough, man. I'm gonna go with the glasses. It's a star. Very good. And our theme is even. Oh, sorry, bad throw on my part. Our theme is even the stars praise God. So, what would you guys say? I'll give a fruit snack out for this one. What would you guys say in our planet? What is the biggest light that we have? Where do we get the most light from? Light? Nope. No. Where do we get the most light from in our planet? Yes. The sun, right? The sun. Well, the Bible tells us, if we go ahead and open up our Bibles to Matthew chapter number 5, if you have your Bibles, Matthew chapter number 5, the Bible tells us that we are to be a light. So let's go ahead and read Matthew 5 and verse number 14. It says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So, the Bible here is telling us to be a light. Now, what does that mean to be a light? What does that mean? Well, we're going to go, I'll give you a chance to answer some more questions in a minute. But when the Bible says to be a light, let's go over a few things that that means. First of all, a light shines the best when it's darkest, right? It shines the best in the dark. If I was to pull out, well, let me go ahead and do it. If I was to go ahead and pull out my phone, and I have a flashlight on here, it's not very bright, right? You can see my flashlight's on, but it's not very bright. But if we were to off all the lights in here and turn it all off, this would be really bright, right? And so a light, it shines the best when it's dark. And guess what? In the world that we live in today, there's a lot of dark things around us. There's a lot of people who want us to do wrong. There's people who push the wrong things. They want to make sure that we don't get, you know, the right things in our life. They want to push the darkness. But we're supposed to be a light, according to the Bible. We're supposed to shine amidst that darkness. And there's a few other verses. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." And so even in 1 Peter 2:9, it says, "Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." So what does it mean to be a light? First, to shine in darkness. Very simply, right? If we were to turn off the lights, it would be dark in here. There would be no light. But because we have light, we're able to see clearly. We're able to have a better understanding of what's going on around us. And so first, light needs to shine in darkness. In the Bible, it also tells us a few different characters, right? We have different characters in the Bible. And there's someone called the Prince of the Power of the Air. Anybody know who that is? I'll have a fruit snack out for this one because it's a little bit hard. Anybody know who the Bible is referring to when it says the Prince of the Power of the Air? Satan, right? And so the Bible says the Prince of the Power of the Air, he's looking to spread darkness. He's looking to show you what's wrong. He's looking to guide you in the wrong way. He wants to spread the darkness. But guess what? Guess who we serve? He's a prince of the power of the air. We serve King Jesus. And Jesus is a king. And he's in control of everything. And so even though Satan, he wants to kind of control this world, he wants to spread the darkness, we serve King Jesus who gives us light. And so as children of God or those who serve Jesus, we ought to be showing our light off. When you have a light, we don't want to cover it, right? We don't want to put it, the Bible says, put it under a bushel or put it under a bush. We don't want to put it under a plate or something. We want our light to shine. Whenever we're using a light, we want that light to be known. And so just like that, we shouldn't be ashamed of our Christianity. We shouldn't be ashamed that we're followers of Jesus. We should show that light proudly and say, "Look, God is my Father. I'm a follower of Jesus. This is who I am. Let me show my light. Let me be a light." So first off, light shines in darkness, all right? So let's go ahead and say that together. Light shines in darkness. All right, light shines in darkness, okay? Now, when we have a light, we have all these lights here. You guys have a lot of lights. That's awesome. If I was to go to Home Depot or to Lowe's or whatever, and I was to buy a light bulb, and I got my light bulb, I took it home, and I just took it out of the box and held it and flipped a random switch, would it come on? No, right? That light has to draw power from somewhere. All these lights that we have here, they all had to be hooked up to electricity. They had to be installed. They had to be connected to the switches in the back or wherever it is. The light had to draw its power from somewhere, right? I can't just expect a random light bulb to switch on just because I want it to. It has to be connected to power. And just like the Bible tells us that we are to be a light, we need to draw our power from somewhere. Anybody know where we get that power? Jesus or God, yeah. I'll give you a fruit snack for that. And so we draw our power from God. In 1 John 1, it says, "This then is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, if we say that we're close to God, but we walk in darkness, then we're lying, and we do not tell the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." So how do we draw our power? Yesterday we kind of talked about how God is worthy of praise because he died on the cross. Well, how do we draw that power? It's by, I'll ask another question in a second. But we draw our power by accepting Christ as our Savior. You see, like we said yesterday, we were on our way to hell because of what? Who can tell me? What caused us to be on our way to hell? Yes, sin. Unfortunately, I was close. Unfortunately, that sin sends us to a place called hell. And hell is not a great place. But what happened? God looked down and he saw that we were on our way to hell. He looked down and saw our need for a Savior. We needed to be saved from our sins. And so God looked down. He loved us so much that he sent Jesus down to earth. And what happened when Jesus came down to earth is he died on a cross. And maybe you've seen the cross. Maybe you've heard the story before. But Jesus came down to earth. And he was 100% God, but he was 100% human as well. He was tempted just like you and me, just like we have our trials throughout our days. Jesus was tempted with trials and things like that. But he was 100% God as well. And so he lived a perfect life. I know for me, it's really hard not to sin. That's how humans are. We sin every single day often. But Jesus lived a whole entire life without ever sinning. You see, he was even crucified and put on the cross for something that he didn't do. And so Jesus died on the cross, and by doing that, he paid for the sins that we were supposed to pay for. And he rose again 3 days later. He rose again, and what happened? He defeated death. And what that does for us, what that means, is we don't have to go to hell because someone else paid that penalty for sin. That sin had to be paid for. And someone else paid that. Jesus paid that for us. And when we accept that that happened, we accept that Jesus died on the cross for us, guess what? God gives us a gift called the Holy Spirit. And maybe you haven't heard of him yet, but the Holy Spirit, what he does is he guides us. He gives us that power. When we're going throughout our day, he says, hey, maybe be a little bit kinder here. Praise God in this situation. Do something a little bit better here. The Holy Spirit guides us. And so we have to make sure we draw our power from God, just like all of these lights here. There's a lot of lights here. We can't expect our power to just come naturally. We can't expect to be a light just because we want it to happen. We have to draw our power from God. So, let's say it again. The light shines in the darkness. And we have to draw our power from God. All right, last point. I'm almost done. But verse number 16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. How many of you have ever seen a candle burn? Most of us have, or seen a fire maybe. When that candle burns, does it burn in all sorts of directions? Does it go down? Does it go to the side? What does it burn? Where does it burn? It points up, right? Even if we were to take that candle and tilt it to the side, the flame is still going to go up. In a big fire, as big as fires are, the flame always goes up. And we can get into the scientific reasons or whatever, but even the light that fire is, and we can use it in other examples, but even that light points to Christ. We talk about the stars praising God, the moon praising God. Even fire, in a way, praises God. Just like a light that we're supposed to have and we're supposed to mimic, like light points to God, our lives ought to point to God as well. Colossians 3:17, it says, and whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. And so, when we think about being a light, remember, the sun is the biggest light that we have in our solar system, the biggest light that we see every day. That light, what does it do? It shines in darkness. And then light, draws power from somewhere, so we got to draw power from God. But we also ought to make sure that our life points to him. Really quickly, what are some ways that our life can point to him? What are some ways that we can go about our lives? What are some things that we can do that point to Christ? I'll take a few really quickly and then we'll be done. Accept Jesus. Read the Bible. I'm going to go around. Yes. Pray. That's another good one. Yes. Go to church. What is something else? To do what? What is something that we can do, though, that makes God happy? You have something? What? All right, let me come back to you, okay? What is it? You give him your heart, yeah? Let me take two more. Right there. Help other people. Be kind to other people. Yes. Listen to your parents. Oh, obey. You said obey. I'll give you one too. Really quickly. Those are all great things to do. Why do we do those things? Because it points to him. If we're always doing the opposite of what you guys said, we're disobeying, we're always doing the things that are wrong, people are going to look at us and say, they're a Christian? Really? Them? But if we're doing what's right and we're trying to please God, and we're doing what's right, we're caring for others, we're obeying our parents, doing all these things, people can look at us and say, wow, I want to be like that person. And what does that do? That points them to Christ. So really quickly, let's recap. So what does light do? It shines in darkness. Shines in darkness. And we have to draw our power from God. And lastly, we point where? Up. Point up. Point to him. All right? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Brother Carlos will come at this time.